Command Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week to your home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Harry Von Zell carting in another Command Performance. 30 minutes crowded full of the stuff ordered in those nice letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the show tonight? Well, stand by T4 Wayne Conroy in Japan, PFC Red Selznick in Austria, and all of you fellas who've been clamoring for a visit from this grand guy, because here he is now, Eddie Cantor!
It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good, good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes,
and it's a good, good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Yes, it's a good day from morning till night.
And I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing, and you know you've got the right of way.
It's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away your pills and make your troubles turn out all right. It's just a good day.
Hallelujah, brother.
A good, 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 good,
good day from morning till night.
Oh, wait a minute. It's a lie. Nobody's that good. Thank you. And thanks a lot to the swell kids who came in to help me on the number, the Meltones. That one was for Sergeant Jack Burritt and the men of Battery C, 457th Parachute Field Artillery Battalion, Honshu, Japan. Sounds like you want to say Gesundheit. Honshu,
no.
Japan.
Oh, but it was swell, Eddie. And welcome back from the preview of your new picture, If You Knew Susie.
Wait a minute. You want to do that over again? You sound like you got a throat in your lump. Go ahead, Harry. Welcome back, Eddie. Welcome back.
Welcome back from seeing the preview of your new picture, If You Knew Susie, up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Say, Eddie, tell me, did you have a good time up there?
Did I have a good time here?
Yeah.
Of course, Harry, San Francisco is a wonderful town.
Yeah.
So cosmopolitan. Why, Harry, from where I stayed, San Francisco was just like a breath of old New York.
Where did you stay, at the top of the mark?
No, at the bottom of Fisherman's Wharf.
Well, Eddie, I heard that when you arrived at San Francisco, you were welcomed at the station by the governor. Were you thrilled at meeting him?
I'll say I was, Harry. To think that Governor Warren would take time out to come down to the station just to meet me.
Yeah.
A broken-down actor that happens to be a radio star and a big motion picture celebrity. To think he came to meet me. What a man.
The governor?
No, me. What picture has the governor ever been in, Harry?
Now, Eddie, wait a minute. Aren't you being just a little hammy?
No, after all, can the governor roll his eyes, clap his hands, and sing, If You Knew Susie?
No.
Can he do that? No.
No.
Can the governor go on the radio and tell jokes? No. Has the governor got 5 children? No. He's got 6.
No.
When the governor hands you a cigar, you don't know whether it's for a boy, a girl, or a vote. It's true, Harry.
Well, Eddie, I bet you felt very important being with the governor.
I sure did. He invited me to stay at his house, and he treated me like a big shot.
He did.
Oh, we stayed up till 5 in the morning, talking about living conditions, high finance, and we had different views on the subject, of course.
You did?
Yeah, he wanted $5 for my room, and I only wanted to pay him $2.50.
Well, what did you finally arrive at?
A motel in Oakland. Let me tell you something, Harry. But really, I was emotionally touched when the governor asked me to be guest of honor at his banquet. And when I sat next to him at the head of the table, I was moved.
You were?
Down to the foot of the table, I'll tell you. And after dinner, Harry, the governor said, Mr. Cantor, the guests and I wanted to ask you if you wouldn't sing a song.
Oh, and you sang a song?
No, they asked me if I wouldn't sing a song. Harry, I was so delighted to be there, I did cartwheels all over the room.
Well, what did that get you?
A big lump on the head. And the governor's wife. Oh, the governor's wife was so wonderful.
You mean she did something for the lump on your head?
Yeah, she took a big vase and tried to hammer it down. I'm only kidding, Harry. She was swell. But speaking of wives, Harry, I'm having terrible trouble with mine.
You're having trouble with Ida?
No, my other wife.
Your other wife?
Harry, let me explain something. Oh, don't laugh. Don't laugh, Harry. In my new picture, if you knew Susie, there was a wedding scene where I got married to Joan Davis.
Yeah.
Well, we were married by a ship's captain in the picture, and the actor who performed the ceremony was really a ship's captain.
Well, so what?
So that made it legal.
Oh, no.
Now I've got two wives. Isn't that bigamy?
That's very big of you. I couldn't afford it.
No, no. Harry, how can you clown? How can you clown when I'm in such terrible trouble? I'm expecting an attorney. I just called my lawyers. Finkelhoff, 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 and Finkel.
I wonder which one is Finkel.
How do you do?
The mad lawyer. Russian, you are a lawyer?
I refuse to answer by advice of counsel.
Wait a minute. How can you be a lawyer? Your father was a cashier in a bank. Don't you want to follow in his footsteps?
Follow in his footsteps?
Yes.
Don't be silly. Why should I go to Alcatraz?
Well, if you're a lawyer, you've got to help me. I'm in desperate trouble. I'm stuck with two wives.
Ha, ha. Gavin, that's nothing, nothing.
What do you mean, that's nothing?
I'm stuck with one.
Look, Russian, do you really know anything about law?
This you wouldn't believe because it's a lie.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I studied law many years.
Yeah.
I have read everything printed about law.
Yeah.
In mine head is 1,000 law books. And you see these ears?
Yes.
Bookends.
Russian, I'm convinced you never even went to law school.
That is a gross misfalsification.
Yes.
And I can't prove it.
Yes.
Sir?
Yep.
I graduated from college magna cum laude.
No, louder.
Magna cum laude.
Louder, louder.
You still can't hear me.
No! Russian, you're no lawyer.
I'm not only a lawyer, I'm also a barrister.
Well, or what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference to you? It's all the same to me.
No, you fool. I can see where you won't be any help to me at all.
Don't say that.
That don't say.
I've solved many problems.
Yeah.
Do you know John's other wife?
Certainly I know John's other wife.
What do you give me if I don't tell John?
No, don't. Fine. I need a great legal mind and I get you. This is serious. Don't you understand? Joan Davis is claiming me for her husband. I've already got a wife. Look, what experience have you had in the courtroom?
You crook, you. I've handled many long suits and tiresome cases.
Yep.
These I call suitcases.
Oh. These are suitcases.
Yeah. Last week I defended the midget.
A midget, yes.
That was a briefcase.
Go! What happened?
The midget was convicted and they sentenced him.
The electric chair?
No, the electric toaster.
No! Look, Russian, I'm looking for a man who can handle domestic cases.
Then look on me. Look on me.
I'm looking on you.
Do you mind
if I play a little bit of it?
No. In law circles, I am long remembered by the case of Schmo versus Schmo.
Yes.
I defended Schmo.
All right. Now tell me, Schmo, what was the case about?
I was not the Schmo you're thinking of.
What was the case about?
You see...
Yes?
He was suing his wife for divorce on the grounds that she was going around with another man.
Yes.
In court, by mine eloquent...
Yes?
I proved to the jury that the other man was a blackguard, a scoundrel, and a menace to society.
Oh, that's terrible, breaking up a home. I'd like to meet that other man.
How do you do?
Go ahead! Now, Harry, you can see what a tough time I'm going to have with Joan Davis. Mm-hmm. That's a fine lawyer I've got.
Yes.
I'm going to try to forget the whole thing. Get it off my mind. Too wide.
Well, look, Eddie, I'll bet our next guest can help you forget your problem with Joan Davis for a while. This girl is a real cutie pie, she is.
Harry, our next guest is a lovely songstress who went over big in New York nightclubs and in Broadway hit shows. Now she's creating a big star in Hollywood radio. Harry, you say you know this girl?
Know her? Why, Eddie, last night she and I went out together.
You went out together?
Yeah, the bartender synchronized our Mickeys.
Oh, what's the use? Gang, I want you to meet Imogene Carpenter.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. Hi, gang. And for Private Albert L. Nedham in Germany, I'd like to sit down at the piano and see what I can do to a wonderful number by George Gershwin. Life has just begun. Jack has found his due. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all a thrill. How can words express your divine appeal? You can never guess all the love I feel. From now on, I insist. For me, no other man exists. You should care for me. Awful nice, oh, it's paradise. It's what I long to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, too wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
Imogene Carpenter. The gang will want more of that. And now, fellas...
Oh, Mr. Cantor.
Why, it's our producer. What is it, sir?
There's a woman outside who says she's your wife.
Says she's my wife? Why, it can't be. It's a mistake. I'm not married to her.
Yeah, Eddie, I think you are, because here she is.
Why,
now.
It's Joan Davis.
Joan Davis!
Oh, Joan, say it isn't so. Are we really man and wife?
Well, we're wife and something, whatever you are.
Oh, but Joan, I can't be yours. Get somebody else. There are other fish in the sea.
Well, fish may be all right on Friday, but the rest of the week I'd like a little ham. Oh, Eddie, just think, you're mine. And who are we to challenge love?
Oh, what do you mean, love?
Well, don't you know what it is that gives you that feeling of contentment? That certain something that makes your heart flutter, your head spin?
Yes, but here you can't buy it after 8 o'clock. Joan, you're not the romantic type.
Oh, yes, I am, Eddie. Sometimes I even surprise myself.
You do?
Last week, a soldier dropped into my broadcast, and while I was kissing him...
Yes?
His dog tag had pups.
No! Oh, Joan, stop being silly. You must call the whole thing off, don't you see? I'm already married. I got a wife.
You? You're married?
Well, yeah.
A boy like you.
Boy. Of course I'm married.
Well, why do you keep those things a secret?
A secret? Why, everybody knows about me and Ida. Don't you see I can't have two wives?
You can't have two wives?
No.
You mean you're going to take that poor little girl and turn her out in the street?
No! I didn't say that.
Well, I know what we can do.
What?
We'll adopt Ida.
Adopt Ida?
Why, sure. Can't you picture what fun it'll be, Eddie, having Ida in our home? Coming in every morning, hearing her tiny little feet toddling out of the nursery.
Ida? Tiny feet?
Then put on her bobby socks.
Ida in bobby socks?
Yeah, then send her off to school.
Now, wait a minute. I won't do it.
But I think we should adopt Ida. You'd get to like a daughter if you ever had one.
Oh, fine. I won't do it. Now get out. Get out of my life and let me alone. Let me alone. I want to be alone. Let me alone.
Stop being a kid. Act your age. Eddie, that reminds me. How old are you anyway?
How old am I? Joan, I happen to be the father of five daughters.
Eddie, I asked your age, not your hobby.
You're nine. I'm not going to be... I'm not going to be your hobby. How will your people feel? How will your people feel when they know that we're married?
Well, Eddie, Mother doesn't feel she's losing a daughter. She feels we're getting something in the family we've never had before.
A son.
No, a grandfather.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's the phone.
Eddie, I'll take it, Jim. Hello? Oh, phone for you, Eddie. Ida wants to talk to you.
Well, what'll I say if she found out about us getting married? Hello, Ida? Hello, honey. Yes, darling. Ida, did you see anything in the paper that startled you? Who would you like to get your hands on? What? No good rat? Who? Joan, who is any face?
Fearless Fosdick. I don't know who he is.
I thought that was going to be good. Never mind, Fearless Fosdick. I can't even say Fosdick. Did you see anything about me, Ida? Oh, you're only up to Fearless Fosdick. You didn't get the Popeye yet. Forget the papers. What? Who's on command performance tonight? Why, Joan Davis.
Let me speak to her.
Joan, please, go away. Joan, give me back the phone, please.
Well, well. Hello, partner. They congratulate me. I got married today. Is the groom what? Anybody you know?
Oh.
Well, I'll say. You see, I'm married to...
Please, don't tell it to whom you got married. Don't tell it to whom. To whom?
To whom? The guy's going to get his head blown off and he gets grammatical. Pardon me, I was just talking to my husband. Huh? Why, of course he'd love to say hello to you. Come on, hubby, say hello to Ida. Ida, say hello to...
Give me the phone. Hello, Ida. This is Al. This is Al Jordan. Morning, how I want you. What do you think a little gal and me get married? Oh, thanks, Ida. Oh, yes. Oh, how it danced on the night we were wed. I needed two wives like a hole in the head. Oh, yes. I hope Joan and I will be as happy as you and Eddie are. What did Ida? Oh, put him on. Someone wanted to talk to me. Someone I haven't seen in a long time. Well, put him on. Hello. Hello, who is this? Who? Al Jolson. Oh, my goodness. Al Jolson. The man hasn't been to my house for 10 years and he had to come tonight. Joan, you've caused me so much trouble. We're not married. Now forget the whole thing.
Well, you live up to our marriage or I'll have to have you be thrown in jail.
But, Joan, you can't have me thrown in jail. Getting married on the screen is not legal. Have you got anything in black and white?
When you see the picture, Cantor, I got it in Technicolor. No, you can't get out of this. I'll call my attorneys, Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Murphy.
Murphy?
Yeah, Mo went into business for himself.
Joan, don't go to any lawyers. You don't really want me. Well, look at you. You're beautiful. You're vivacious. You're lovely.
Gee, no one else has ever told me that.
No one else has ever been in the spot I'm in.
So, you don't think I'm pretty?
Well, as a matter of fact, you are. I love the color of your hair. It reminds me of my favorite song, Strawberry Blonde.
Well, isn't that nice? Maybe on top it's like the song Strawberry Blonde, but underneath it's doing what comes naturally.
Oh, look, Joan, let's be sensible about this. You're a young girl. You can get some kid who's strong and handsome. I'm not strong and handsome.
You're no kid either.
That's what I'm saying, Joan. I'm 55 years old.
Oh, you're just saying you're 55 to get out of our marriage.
No, now, Joan, we're not married. That was in a picture. It's make-believe. I've kissed Ann Sheridan in the picture. I've kissed Hedy Lamarr. But that didn't mean a thing to me.
You're 55, all right. But I don't care. I'm fond of you. All the time we made that picture, why, I used to sit outside of your dressing room and wait to hear the pitter-patter of your footsteps.
How could you tell they were mine?
Because your left foot pitters while your right foot patters. And just think, Eddie, I'd be a considerate wife. I'd give you 2 nights a week to go out with the boys.
You would?
Yeah. And the other 5 nights, I'd go out with the boys.
Wait a minute. There, you see? We're not even married, and you're already breaking all the rules for a successful marriage.
Oh, didn't have rules for them?
Well, of course. All our lives are guided by rules. We couldn't exist without rules.
Hmm.
Rules are what make me a civilized man. Hmm. After all, what distinguishes me from an ape?
Well, you're worried, too.
Why do you say that? Joan Davis, look, haven't you caused me enough grief?
Well, how can you refuse me? I got a beautiful face, a nice figure, and I'm a wonderful housekeeper.
Any other qualifications?
Why, sure, I can cook, sew, wash dishes.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Joan, I'm a heel.
Yeah?
I'm a cad.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you're the girl for me.
I am?
Yes. Our maid quit last week.
Eddie Cantor.
Oh, I just said that because I feel down in the mouth.
Well, feel down there again. You certainly can come up with a better one than that.
I just looked down there and found a throat in my lump. All right, forget I said it. Forget the whole thing.
Forget? But how can I forget? You mean too much to me.
I know.
Much too much.
Yes.
Too much.
All right, John.
Much.
Yes.
Too much.
All right, okay.
Arr, arr, arr,
arr. Somebody got any red hot here? But, Joan, you can't.
No. Your money will never buy me off.
Who said anything about money?
It was just a suggestion. I threw it in.
You mean money will square everything?
No, there's only one honest way to do it.
Now, what is it that you want? Come on.
Well, there's a mink coat in the window of Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills,
yeah.
See? And if you'll give me an okay for the coat, well, I'll call our marriage off.
You will?
Yep, the little mink will keep you out of the clink.
Joan, here's my okay. You have my word for it. You can call up and order the coat. But I think it's robbery.
All right, I'll call up. Oh, Eddie, you're a darling. Do you mind if I use your phone?
No, go right ahead. Stuff for a $5,000 mink coat. How do you like it?
Oh, Eddie, you're so sweet. You're a fellow who really pays off, too. Hello? Oh, this is Joan Davis. Well, I told you I'd do it. Certainly I got it. It was tough going, but I got it. Yeah, go to Saks and pick up that mink coat you've been trying to get from that tightwad all these years. It's yours. That's all right. You're welcome, Ida.
Ida! Ida Gray! Well, Joan, we really appreciate you coming here tonight. And to show our appreciation, you know, we've written a song especially for you.
For me? You mean me? Am I me?
Yes, Y-O, you. Of course, Harry Von Zell and I join in with you, you know?
Oh, a quartet, just like the Andrews sisters,
no,
huh?
Boy.
Can I be the tall one?
You can be more than that, Joan. Even though Harry and I chime in once in a while, we've given you the most important part of the song.
Oh, boy, did you hear that? I get the most important part.
Sure. Ooh, Harry, here's your part. I've got mine. Yes. And give Joan her part.
Here you are, Joanie.
Oh, gee, this is wonderful. Imagine me singing on the radio.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
If you go and live there, it will win.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
It will thrill you deep within.
Yep. You get a wonderful tan beneath the tropical sky. The sun will kill you in time, but you look so good when you die.
In California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
You've heard of the housing shortage, haven't?
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
People sleep right on the oven.
Yep.
Apartments are so hard to find. Of places to live, there's a lack. If you should go out of your mind, they'll rent it before you get back.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
That's the place where pretty gals surround.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
Where you never catch pneumonia. Where you never catch pneumonia.
I found it. Yep. Yep.
Out dancing at swanky affairs. They're all wearing Adrian's clothes. I wonder what Adrian wears. California.
Hi, Abe.
California.
Hi, Abe.
It's not very far from Arizona.
Ooh.
California.
Ha-ha.
California.
Do-do-do.
That's the place for me.
Yep.
That was swell, Joan and Harry. By the way, do we have any more time?
Yeah, just a minute, Eddie.
Well, that's just enough to thank our bosses here for writing and asking us in. Tonight, the list included...
Oh, let me see. Harry Von Zell, the Meltones, Imogene Carpenter, Eddie Cantor. I'm sure there was somebody else.
Yeah. And Joan, Queen of Comedy Davis.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. You're very sweet.
Well, why shouldn't I be? After all, you are a queen, Joan, a real queen. You have everything a queen should have.
Oh, it's just standard equipment.
Oh, go away. How do you say it something like that in front of this large and intelligent audience? Well, gang, keep writing. If you get an idea, send it in. If you want a song, send it in. And if you got a mink coat wire, I'll come and get it. No kidding, fellas. It's been fun. Here's wishing you the best of luck. This is Eddie Cantor. Good night.
Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.